Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I've got an excellent interview feature on tap for you this evening with German DJ and producer Dennis Koyu ahead of his gig in town here next Saturday, June 28th. And we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's track of the week. Local producer Andromo serves up State of Mind. Enjoy. Okay, a great track of the week there. Andromo drops State of Mind. That is out now on Voltaire Music and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Germany's Dennis Koyu is serving up festival EDM as well as tech house and techno styles, and I was fortunate to be able to interview him a few weeks back in advance of his gig in town at Harbor Event Center to discuss making his mark, evolving his sound, and finding influences. The lead track here is titled Need to You. Full track list and a selection of Dennis Koyu web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's socials. This is DJ Waugh speaking to German producer and DJ Dennis Koyu. He's been making music for over 20 years. With releases on Armada, Tomorrowland, Spinnin', as well as collaborations with Nicky Romero, Alesso, and Cascade, he's clearly made his mark on the scene. Gig-wise, he's played all over the world. Into Sound, his latest release dropped in late March on Steve Angello's Size Records and is available wherever you buy your tracks. He'll be here in Vancouver at Harbor Event Center on Saturday, June 28th, and tickets for that are still available online. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Dennis Koyu. Kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved over time?
My sound has definitely evolved and is still evolving. I feel like I always try to push forward and explore new sounds. I really don't like to stand still and repeat the same formula in a way. And lately, I would say I've been diving more into some up-tempo techno stuff, almost between tech house and techno, and yeah, really focusing on my club sound.
Okay, let's turn the clock back a little bit here. At the start of all of this for you, can you think of two or three tracks that really opened your eyes to this type of music, and what impact did they have on you?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, there are so many, but I would say when I started out, so one of the big tracks that impacted me was Axwell Feel the Vibe. Also, Roger Sanchez, Another Chance. A lot of the Eric Fritz stuff when he just started, but also some trance as well, like Chicane, for instance. Of course, Daft Punk. And then if I go really way back, like as a child, I can say by far number one of my most influential music was Michael Jackson. Especially the Thriller album, but everything Michael Jackson, really.
Underground.
Okay, reflecting on the process of you building yourself up as both a DJ and a producer, how did that all work for you? Did things go smoothly, or were there bumps along the way that made this a little bit challenging?
I started by, you know, making some house demos and stuff and sending them to some local resident DJs in my hometown in Germany. Eventually, I was like 19, 20 years old. There was one demo that got the attention of one of the resident DJs of like the biggest club here in the area. And then he had a record label as well. So we started talking and he signed my song. That was like my very, very first step into the industry. But from there, so I was, like I said, like I think 20 years old. It still took another like 5 years of slow grinding and networking and, you know, working on my skills in the studio, trying to make more interesting songs and, you know, taking one step at a time. I would also say that it was a very different process back in the day, you know, 20 years ago compared to today, because we had no social media, we had no YouTube tutorials for studio stuff, and you had to kind of like figure it out yourself. And also getting attention was, I guess, harder in a different way. Like today, the difference is that there's so much more competition, right? So it's very hard to stick out in that competition field, while back then you just didn't have social media, so there was less competition, but it was also technically more difficult to get attention. So yeah, the process was like 5 to 6 years until I finally had like one song. It was an EP actually of two club tracks, which I guess I made a big step there in my production level, I would say. And there was Fennelly Grand at the time who started playing those songs, and he really loved them. And then he got in touch with me. At that time I was 26 years old, and we started talking, and he had his label Flamingo Records at the time, and he really wanted to sign some of my music. So I was working on a lot of stuff, and eventually I sent him my record Tone, which was like my breakthrough moment, quite a big hit, which was played by so many DJs then at the time at all the festivals and stuff. He signed it and released it on his label, and from that time on it was, I guess you can call it, smooth sailing relatively, you know. That was then the moment when my career took off. But from the start till that moment, it was really like 6 years of grinding and very hard work for sure.
What's up, fam? It's your boy Demir here, purveyor of all sounds underground.
Hey, this is Average Citizens.
This is Stun.
This is Footwork.
Hey, this is Dubfire, and you are listening to Techno Progressivo.
Okay, shifting over to production here. When you are making music, which DAW do you work with and why?
I started in Cubase, or even before that, actually, in Reason. Then I was a long time in Cubase, but then I made a switch to Ableton about 6 years ago, roughly. And I'm sticking with Ableton now. I really love it because of just the workflow. I think it really helps to be creative with sound design and being very free in terms of like signal chains that you can create, you know, effect chains. And you can do so much crazy stuff in Ableton, which I felt like always a bit limited in Cubase in comparison.
Under the source, inside the dream, I see you staring back at me. Over the hills, into the wild, I hear your voices calling me. Wherever you go, whatever you say, heaven is a heartbeat away. So follow the signs and read between the lines and be a part of me. If I tell
does your inspiration come from when you are making music? Do you bring your ideas to the workstation or do you just play around and see what the result is?
Yeah, inspiration, the source can always be something different. So, for example, sometimes I love to listen to live sets of DJs that I really like and, you know, listen to like an hour and a half of a set and then just get into that vibe and then just try to imagine like you know, a new song that could fit into that set. And then I just start with a groove, a bass line maybe, or maybe a little synth riff or something, but keeping that live set in the back of my mind and, you know, trying to imagine like what could fit in there. That's an approach. Or another way could be taking a sample, you know, going through some old songs, maybe some 80s or 90s songs, and going through some samples, vocals or melodies, and taking that as a as an inspiration source, you know, that could end up as a cover. Or sometimes I end up taking off that sample that I originally started with, but it was just a great source, you know, to get an idea going. Can be that, or sometimes it's just a preset in a synth, you know, that or a loop from Splice or something that is super inspiring, and you just need a seed, I call it, you know, like something that spawns an idea and that gets you into that inspired state in the studio.
Okay, I notice on a lot of your tracks you're working with vocalists. How do you approach writing lyrics? Is that something that you take the lead on? Or is that something that you let them do? Or is it a collaborative process?
When I'm in sessions with writers, vocalists, I usually let them do their thing, because writing vocals is not really my strong suit, I would say, and you know, that's what I'm doing the session for. So I usually bring instrumental ideas, and I might have some reference songs in my head as some sort of guidance, but even that I try to avoid if possible, because I don't want to limit the writers with their ideas and their workflow. Yeah, sometimes I also send out an instrumental online and then just see what comes back. Or also possible is the other way around, that writers just send me a top line, can be completely naked, no instrumental behind it, or just like a really simple beat, and then I see what I can come up with.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Dennis Coyou interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with one called Tongue. Full track list and a selection of Dennis Coyou web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's socials. Part 2 kicks off with the track, Am I? And moving over to DJing, how do you approach programming your sets? Do you have an idea in mind of where you want to take them in the night? Or are you able just to read the floor and play that way?
Yeah, so I mean, I've been DJing now for a really long time, and I've seen so many venues, and a lot of the shows that I'm playing are at venues that I have already played at, right? So they're usually rebookings. Of course, there are also new venues coming up, and that's also super exciting, but you gain so much experience, so you usually know or you have like a rough idea what to expect from the type of crowd. You know, with that in my mind, I prepare my sets by, you know, sorting some promos and new tracks. And then I always make edits and mashups of my own. And then I just put together like a huge folder of maybe like 50 tracks, you know, that could suit that venue and that show. And then I also always have like some organized playlists where I collect like a series of 5 to 6 tracks that I know create a really good flow, you know, and have really good transitions. So I package those in these little packages, and then I just keep that, and you know, as little weapons that I can throw in there if it works at that venue.
Okay, thinking about you as a DJ, what do you think it is that makes your set stand out?
What I like to pay attention to is to create some sort of a storyline in my sets, you know. So for me, particularly a little bit challenging is the fact that the genres of my own productions are quite wide, I would say, the spectrum, because I have these progressive house songs, you know, with vocals that are from a time frame of like 2012 to 2016, 17. And then I have my more modern productions, which are more house and tech house and stuff. So I gotta be able to play a set where I can play all these sounds. So for me, what matters is a good storyline in the set, you know, that creates, builds tension, and that just takes the crowd in on a journey that is, you know, exciting. And I like to pay attention to that.
Please don't go and fuck with my heart. If you wanna pay some money.
Okay, can you think of one or two producers who you've collaborated with who have really helped you up your game, and how did they manage that?
Any session I've had, almost any, not all, but almost any session I've had with other producers were really helpful, and I always learned something by just watching another talented producer and their workflow, you know, because we all do things differently, and it is always inspiring. I'm, for example, personally the type of producer that focuses very much on detail, and I like to perfectionize sounds quite early in the process. And then sometimes I would have a session with someone that works exactly the opposite way, which all has their pros and cons. And then, you know, that would be something I would take away and just observe how that guy then came to their results. Someone, for example, I remember I was in the studio with DOD. He came over to my place and we were sitting here together in my studio and working on some ideas. This is a long time ago. And we were both working. So I was working on my computer. He was working on his laptop, and we were doing that for like 3 hours, I think, roughly 3-4 hours. And in that time, I was working on just like one idea that I started, and I got it, I guess, in that time, I got it to a place after, you know, where it sounded quite good already. So it was kind of fleshed out and the sounds were all in place, but it was just one idea, while he was just shooting out, like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 ideas that were all very rough. And you needed to have like a good producer ear to imagine the track, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But they were bangers, you know, and it was very interesting for me to see how fast he was working, and a completely different approach. And that, for example, was very inspiring for me to see.
This is a warning.
And at this stage of your career, what do you see as uncharted territory for you? Where do you want to keep moving this on for DJing and production going forward?
There's so many things still that I want to still achieve, and that are still like challenges for me. One thing, so there's lots of things, but first of all, I'm launching my own label very soon. That's gonna start after this summer season. Launching my own label, releasing some of my own songs on that label, and later in the future, I also want to sign records for other artists. But first, starting just with my own tracks. So that's like very immediate stuff. But for later in the future, what I would really love to do is a bigger production for my shows. So like, you know, more evolved visuals that are more programmed, to my sets. That's something that I haven't really done in the past yet, or like very selectively only. But yeah, I would love to have like a show concept like that. That's a very big thing for me, for sure, yeah.
I don't even care if we are ever found. Can't you feel my love, love? Do you like the sound? We are made of dreams, heaven knows we are. Angels sang a song when we killed the superstar. People talk, just let them talk, we're better than that. Would you meet me in the Hyatt Saturday night? People hate, just let them hate, we're better than that. You can find me in the crowd on Saturday night. When we dream in the paradise, yeah. When we dream in the paradise, yeah. Cause whatever may come, I'll be by your side. And if it all falls down, we'll be way up high. When we dream in the paradise,
Hey, this is Finest Wear.
This is Rennie Foster.
This is Lou Dollarcard.
Yo, this is your boy Prayer Hands.
Yo, hey, this is Ben Coda, one half of Nanoplex, and you are listening to Techno Progressivo.
Okay, final question for you here. Is there anything that you'd like to promote right now?
Definitely, yes. So my next record is coming out on June 13th on Musical Freedom, Tiesto's label. It's called I Get Deep. They're quite an uplifting techno banger, and I personally really love it, and I hope everybody that's listening here today is also gonna love it. So June 13th, mark the date.
Create clicks. I don't have a mission to create clicks.
create clicks.
This has been Dennis Koyu. A selection of his tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of his web links can be found on Technoprogressivo's socials. Remember to check him out at Harbor Event Center here in Vancouver, Saturday, June 28th, and tickets for that are still available online. Thank you very much for doing this.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value. This is a journey into sound, 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 into sound,
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
I call it transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Dennis Coyu for agreeing to interview. That segment wrapped up with his collab with Will K titled Into Sound. If you like what you heard, remember to check him out at Harbor Event Center next Saturday, June 28th, and tickets for that can still be had online. Full track list and a selection of Dennis Coyu web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's socials. If you like things uplifting, I'd encourage you to head over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts to give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, we're going to jump back 23 years in time to 2002. I played a Tiesto mix of this before. Conjure One's classic Tears from the Moon features the vocals of the late Sinead O'Connor. This is the original. It's more down tempo and still manages to show off the amazing vocal. Enjoy it, and I will see you back here next time. Tears from the moon.
fair, this thing called loving.